up, the wife's doctor cuts her off. A man must please his mistress, and I just need to calm down. Tequila is swell, the Corona is cheap, nothing compares to the pharmacy. A rancher is playing from an old Jeep, and this is so much like love. La, 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 at the Mexican pharmacy. La, 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 at the Mexican pharmacy. La, 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 at the Mexican pharmacy.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Knucklehead.
Now the program that asks the question, does a young woman's search for identity and fulfillment take on hidden meaning? And can love overshadow the shadow of the hour? Stay with us now for heartrending contemporary drama on Love of Grass. When we left Debbie and Bob, Debbie was in the back room of the leather shop searching for a hash pipe she hadn't seen in years. In the front of the store, Bob and his friends, Chuck the dealer and Smash the biker, were staring at a distressed father's picture of his missing daughter.
Hey, Bob, isn't that...
It sure is, Smash. It's Debbie.
Debbie, indeed. Bob stepped closer.
Hey, wait a minute. If this is Debbie, where's your birthmark?
What birthmark?
On her neck. She's got a birthmark in the shape of a roach holder.
My daughter has no blemishes.
Then your daughter is not Debbie.
My daughter is Sally.
Well, if Sally comes in, we'll give you a call. Goodbye.
Scarcely had the man left when Debbie came out of the back room with a hash pipe and an English accent.
Well, here's that hash pipe.
Hey, load it up, Deb. I think Bob needs something to calm him down.
To calm him down, indeed. Especially when...
Hello, Hard Times Picayune.
The Hard Times Picayune, Bob's pride and joy. It had started as the Santa Monica Herald Stassen, and Bob had built it into the country's leading underground paper, the only underground paper with a coloring page.
You want to place an ad? You... long distance? From Mexico? No! This is terrible. There was a big bust in Guadalajara.
A big bust indeed.
Who got busted?
Captain.
Captain, who had once smuggled 80 pounds of organic mescaline onto a San Francisco bus, then taken it all to avoid being arrested. He almost made major that time.
He's going to be in jail for 40 years.
40 years and no dope.
What are we going to do?
We're going to get him out.
A mission of mercy.
Who's going to watch the leather shop?
Smash, do you know anything about stores?
No, I robbed a store once.
Chuck? You've got a new job.
Wait, what do I know about running a store?
You're a dealer, aren't you?
Well, I was supposed to go up to the mountains for a month on a retreat with Babalu.
Babalu, indeed. The great spiritual leader, once known as Irving Horowitz, who founded a religion based on the recipes of Julia Child.
You're not giving up dealing.
Oh, no, I'd never do that. But I do have to change my name.
Change your name?
What are you going to change it to?
Rub-a-dub-dub.
Indeed. Leaving Rub-a-dub-dub, the dealer in charge of the leather shop, Debbie and Bob followed Smash outside.
Hang on.
Smash raced to the airport as Debbie and Bob huddled together in the sidecar, clutching their tickets for the afternoon flight to Guadalajara.
What terminal?
Air Guacamole.
Debbie and Bob waved bye-bye to Smash and hurried into the terminal.
Air Guacamole, flight 216, now boarding.
Come on, Debbie. Here, get in line.
What's that gate?
That's the metal detector. You got any metal on you?
Just this hash pipe.
Get rid of that.
I'll bury it in this ashtray. There. Oh, and this Coke spoon. Oh, and my snuff box. And this electric snorting machine. Oh, and my automatic roach regenerator. And...
next.
Debbie, you ditch everything?
Sure.
Go on through.
Hold it right there. You've got some metal on you.
No metal, no pipes, no posters, no...
Bob
pals,
watched
no
in horror as the federal agent began searching the terrified Debbie. What did she forget to ditch in the ashtray? Will Debbie and Bob be joining Captain in that Guadalajara jail? Will Chuck really go off to follow Babalu and leave the leather shop in the lurch? Will our heroes get out of this one? Be sure to be with us next time for another thrilling episode of Love of Grass.
Take a journey. tickets here, please, to Saturn.
Till the butter comes, keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on pumping, make the butter flow. Wipe off the paddle and churn some more. Little boy blue, come blow your horn. Cows in the meadow, sheep's in the corn. Take the sheep, leave them be. Bring the finest brown cows straight to me. Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on pumping, make the butter flow. Wipe off the paddle and churn some more. Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on pumping, make the butter flow. Wipe off the paddle and churn some more. Brown cow, keep on eating hay. Go in your shed, be sure you're fed. Go in your shed, be sure you're fed. Daddy needs butter for his shortening bread. Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on pumping, make the butter flow. Wipe off the paddle and churn some more. The butter comes. Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on pumping, make the butter flow. Wipe off the paddle and churn some more. I wanted some butter one day. Found brown cow came my way. We kept on pumping. Butter came jumping. I'll milk you cow till my pail is full. Look out, Eva. Here comes your bull.
One day a big north wind from the lonely Arctic sea married a southern breeze from the lovely Caribbean, and when their child was born, he was big and loud and mean, so they decided to call him Hurricane. He had a great big eye in the center of his head, and when he looked at you, he would fill your heart with dread, for he would blow, blow, blow everything that lay ahead. He was a devil, that ugly Hurricane. In time he grew, 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 till he darkened all the sky, and then it was he knew, finally the time to try to blow the whole wide world over as it floated by. He was a mean one, that evil Hurricane. And so he puffed and blew, and he threw his wind about, while his great eye glared through the thunder of his shouts. But all he did was blow, till he blew completely out. He blew his topper, that wicked Hurricane. One day a big north wind from the lonely Arctic scene married a southern breeze from the lovely Caribbean, and when their child was born, he was big and loud and mean, and they decided to call him Hurricane. He had a great big eye in the center of his head, and when he looked at you, he would fill your heart with dread, for he would blow, blow, blow everything that lay ahead. He was a devil, that ugly Hurricane. In time he grew, 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 till he darkened all the sky. And then it was he knew, finally the time to try to blow the whole wide world over as it floated by. He was a mean one, that evil hurricane. And so he puffed and blew, and he threw his wind about, while his great eye glared through the thunder of his shouts. But all he did was blow, till he blew completely out. He blew his topper, that wicked hurricane. He blew his topper, that wicked hurricane.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that was our free association for this evening. I thought it was a pretty good one. I hope you did too. I can't believe Freddie is falling in with those people who think that they can force me to play certain things. Smelt, indeed. Indeed. Let me remind you right now that you need to go think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. And now I will begin the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. We want to thank, as we always do, Vince over at themusicsover.com for all of his assistance. The initial radio obituary tonight is for Grant Hart, the drummer and songwriter for the influential alternative rock band Husker Du. They formed way back in 1979, back when Grant Hart was working at Cheapo Records in St. Paul, and he met a customer there, Bob Mould. They joined up with drummer Greg Norton and formed Husker Du. He went on to be in a few other bands, played a lot of solo stuff, and generally be a drummer and songwriter, and so much more. Grant Hart just passed away at 56. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Yeah. different now. You could say the situation's reversed, and it will not be the last time I'll have to be out by the first.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Harry Dean Stanton, the character actor and singer-musician. He was in over 250 films and a whole bunch of TV, too. His long resume includes in the movie scene, Paris, Texas, Two Lane Backdrop, Repo Man, Christine, The Green Mile, so many others. TV credits include Gunsmoke, Two and a Half Men, Big Love. Crazy list also. He was born in Irvine, Kentucky. And if you've been following the story of Belinda here at Bubbles in the Think Tank for all these 30-odd years, you know that my father is from Irvine, Kentucky. So I'm pretty sure that I had confirmed this many, many years ago. But I did make a point to call home to make sure that there was no relation to Harry Dean Stanton. And I asked my mother, and she says, oh no, he was from West Irvine. Harry Dean Stanton just passed away at 91. Post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Saturday midnight. Memories of this are extremely hazy. All I have for guide pegs is a pocket full of keynote cards and cocktail napkins, all covered with scribbled notes. Here's one. Sign on Paradise Boulevard, stopless and topless. Bush League sex compared to L.A. Las Vegas is a society of armed masturbators. Gambling is the kick here. Sex is extra. Weird trip for high rollers, house whores for winners, hand jobs for the bad luck crowd.
As your attorney, I advise you to drive over to the Tropicana and pick up on Guy Lombardo and his loyal Canadians.
Oh, forget it.
Where's the ether? The mescaline isn't working.
Soon we were staggering up the stairs of the Circus Circus Casino, laughing stupidly and behaving like a village drunkard in some Irish novel. Total loss of all basic motor skills. Then you think, what's happening here? What's going on? Then you hear yourself mumble.
Dogs fuck the Pope, no fault of mine.
Watch out, watch out.
Women and children to armored cars.
It's sheep.
My name is Brinks. I was born.
Orders from Captain Z.
All right, this is the place. They'll never fuck with us here.
The Circus Circus is what the whole hip world would be doing on Saturday night if the Nazis had won the war. This is the sixth Reich. Hallucinations are bad enough. After a while, you learn to cope with seeing your dead grandmother crawling up your leg with a knife in her teeth. But no, this is not a good town for psychedelic drugs. The reality itself is too twisted. Good mescaline comes on slow. The first hour is all waiting, and then about halfway through the second, you start cursing the creep who burned you because nothing is happening. And then, a very heavy gig in a place like Circus Circus. We were sitting at a small gold formica table, revolving around the bartender.
I hate this. This place is getting to me. I think I'm getting a fear.
Nonsense. We came out here to find the American dream, and now that we're right in the vortex, you want to quit. You must realize that we've found the main nerve.
I know that's what gives me the fear.
Look over there. Two women fucking a polar bear.
Please don't tell me those things. Not now. This is my last drink. How much money can you lend me?
Not much. Why?
I have to go.
Go?
Yeah, leave the country tonight.
Oh, calm down. You'll be straight in a few hours.
No, this is serious. One more hour in this town, I'm gonna kill somebody.
I can see he was on edge.
Okay, I'll lend you some money. Look, let's go outside and see how much we have left.
Can we make it?
Well, that depends on how many people we fuck with between here and the door. You want to leave quietly?
I want to leave fast.
Okay, let's pay this bill and get up very slowly, both out of our heads. This is going to be a long walk. Waitress!
Yeah?
Do they pay you to screw that bear?
What?
He's just kidding. Come on, Doc. Let's go downstairs and gamble.
This fucking bar won't stop turning! It's never going to stop! I can't get off it!
Will you stay here and go to jail? I'm leaving.
Hey, wait! Wait, come here! Come here! Did you see that? Some son of a bitch kicked me in the back!
Probably the bartender. He wanted to stomp you for what you said to the waitress.
Good God, let's get out of here! Where's the elevator?
Don't go near that elevator. That's just what they want us to do. Trap us in a steel box and take us down to the basement. I'd like an excuse to shoot us.
We walk fast along the shooting galleries, booths, and tattoo parlors, then out through a bank of glass doors and across the grass downhill to a parking lot where the Red Shark waited.
I think maybe you should drive. I think there's something wrong with me.
The penultimate radio obituary is for Walter Becker, co-founder of Steely Dan. Also songwriter, guitarist, and bassist. Don't forget those things. Walter Becker just passed away at 67. So I've been doing the radio obituaries for a lot of years now. And I've done some obits for a lot of people that a lot of you like. I have never had so many people contact me with so many suggestions for an obit before. Ever. Most of you are just like, yeah, she'll do it. It'll be fine. Maybe somebody will throw me one or two things, you know. But this was crazy, and I can't get to it all. So my apologies if I don't get to what you suggested. I truly apologize for that. But let's do this thing, shall we? It's the, this one I'm going to start with. I don't like it. Let me just say right away. Don't really like it. But I always try to play the earliest thing I can find someone credited on. Just because I think that's interesting if it's interesting. And this is something like interesting. So you're going to get it. To start the penultimate radio obituary for Walter Becker right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
John is in the basement, mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement, thinking about the government. Man in a trench coat, badge out laid off, since he's got a bad cough. Wants to get paid off. Look out, kid. It don't matter what you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. Look out, kid, yeah. Cause they keep it all in. God knows when, but they're doing it again. Get born. Hang around and ain't well. Ring bell, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell. Please her, please him. Buy gifts, babe, don't you steal them. 20 years of schooling and they put you on the day shift. Look out, kid, yeah. It don't matter what you did. God knows. Look out, kid, yeah. Cause they keep it all here. God knows when, but you're doing it again. Walk on your tiptoes, don't try no doze. Better stay away from those that carry around a fire hose. Keep a clean nose, watch your plain clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Look out, kid, 'cause they keep it all.
Thank you. But I'm all right, I'm all right. I've been lonely before. I asked the boy for a few kind words. He gave me a novel instead. But I'm all right, I'm all right. It was wrong either way. I just wanted to say it isn't much fun when you're drinking for one. He got drunk, he fell down, he threw a few of my things around. But I'm all right, I'm all right.
Just rock it or be sure you're gonna lose that beat. Yeah, you gotta walk it. Ooh. Just like you talk it or be sure you're gonna lose that beat.
Daisy age, you're about to walk top stage, so wipe your lottos on the mat.